Well, the council tax rise is to help protect frontline services as far as possible. We're in the unfortunate situation where government funding to us is likely to reduce by 10 million between 2011 and 2015. And unfortunately, you can't lose that much out of a £60 million budget without an effect on frontline services. We're reducing management and administration by 25%, but that's only going to save us less than £3 million. So there's still another £7 million to find. Now, the council tax increase will cost the average council taxpayer 5 pence per week, but that will save the authority from having to make a further £900,000 of cuts. In terms of the underspend of the current year, managers have been very careful, knowing the difficult financial circumstances that are coming up, to spend money very wisely, and if they don't need to spend it, then put it away so they can be used at a future date. In terms of the use of the reserves, it will be used over the next few years to implement any changes as gradually as possible, so that we can make those changes as firefighters retire, rather than having to do them all overnight. Some proposals for changes to frontline services are going to the authority on the 26th of March. It's up to authority members what they decide to do, which of them they decide to implement. There's some of those which would be implemented as soon as possible afterwards. There are others that would require new fire stations to be built, which would take 3 to 4 years. But the proposals being put forward by officers are those which can help to reduce our budget, which we need to because of the government funding cuts, but have the minimum